Visions of the Future. Part 1. Warming up. A.
Keywords. Businesses. Office. Transport. Advertising.
Vocabulary. Clerical worker. Client.
Listen to some predictions some people have made about the business world in the next 20 years or so. Add missing words to the following statements.
What do you think might happen in the business world in the next 20 years or so?
There'll be no more telexes. Businesses will only use fax and electronic mail.
Office cleaning will be done by robots.
Well, there will be much more unemployment.
Well, I think people will have to retrain for new skills every 10 years.
I think robots will replace production workers.
Computers will replace clerical workers.
People will buy their food from home.
There'll be less need for transport, as people will work from home.
Most consumer advertising will be delivered directly to the home.
Well, business travel will be replaced by live video meetings. There won't be any need to go to see the client anymore.
B.
Keywords. Mars. Court. Population. Nuclear. Brain. Computers.
Vocabulary. Dome. Tower block.
Listen to some 13-year-old children talking about the way they think life will be like in the future. Add missing words to the statements.
I think I'll probably be in a spaceship on my way to the planet Mars. I may be in charge of a robot court, judging some robots.
I think the population will have gone up so much that either everyone will be living in big plastic domes in the Sahara Desert, or else they'll be living under the sea.
Obviously, nuclear war worries me, but I don't think that'll happen. Because I don't think that any human being is capable of actually pressing some button that releases all the nuclear arms.
Perhaps we'll be able to convert brainwaves into radio waves and then change them back to brainwaves, so you could actually have a conversation with someone without talking. And there'll be so many people, I think there may, unless you have another planet to go to. There'll be loads and loads of tower blocks for people to live in.
It'll probably be computers that are running the country by then.
C. Keywords. The Earth. Planet. Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto.
Vocabulary. Diameter.
C1. You are going to hear a passage about the solar system. Put the names of the planets of the solar system in the right places.
The Earth is a planet, just under 8,000 miles in diameter, moving round the sun at a distance of 93 million miles, and completing one circuit in 365 and a half days. It is not the only planet. 8 others are known, all with their own special points of interest. Mercury and Venus are closer to the sun than we are. Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune and Pluto are farther away. Of course, the nearest to us are Mars, which may approach the Earth to within 35 million miles, and Venus, which has a minimum distance from us of only about 24 million miles. Mars and Venus are also the only two planets which do not appear to be overwhelmingly hostile. However, they are much more remote than our one natural satellite, the Moon, which moves round the Earth at a mean distance of less than a quarter of a million miles.
C2. Now listen again. Write down the numbers which correspond to the information given to you.
The Earth is a planet just under 8,000 miles in diameter, moving round the sun at a distance of 93 million miles and completing one circuit in 365 and a half days. It is not the only planet. 8 others are known, all with their own special points of interest. Mercury and Venus are closer to the sun than we are. Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune and Pluto are farther away. Of course, the nearest to us are Mars, which may approach the Earth to within 35 million miles, and Venus, which has a minimum distance from us of only about 24 million miles. Mars and Venus are also the only two planets which do not appear to be overwhelmingly hostile. However, they are much more remote than our one natural satellite, the Moon, which moves round the Earth at a mean distance of less than a quarter of a million miles.